Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly with Shazad Haq. Now, red-hot rallies in cryptocurrencies have caught the eye and attention of many investors. But how much do we really know about how cryptos and other virtual assets are regulated?
Well, a new Finance Action Task Force guidance seeks to alleviate some of the risks involved in virtual assets. Is that good news for investors?
That's right. We're going to find out now from Bharath Velour, who is the Managing Director in APAC at LexisNexis Risk Solution. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel. Good evening to you and Shehzad. It's a pleasure being here. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful to have you with us. So first, let's start off with how exactly cryptocurrencies are regulated at the moment.
At the moment, we are seeing a variety of regulatory responses, the entire spectrum, I would say, where we still have certain countries which have taken the stance of banning cryptos and anything related to crypto. But we at LexisNexis are noticing that the dominant trend is to that regulators are taking a view of expanding the applicability of regulations on crypto. And what that means is that there will be better acceptability of crypto and the currencies that are leveraging on the crypto technology. We've seen various examples, right? As in the initial one is, of course, we've had the recommendation 15 and 16 coming in from Financial Action Task Force, which is an intergovernmental organization which is put together to primarily combat money laundering. They give out guidances for all obliged entities, recommendations to put in place systems and processes which will help tackle money laundering. And they have pretty much kind of come out with a guidance which is bringing in virtual asset service providers, as most of these crypto exchanges are called, and bringing them into the ambit of AML CFT regulations that are right now applicable for the mainstream financial institutions. We've had the regulators in US as well as EU who also basically taken a view that cryptos exchanges is fall within the definition of money service businesses or custodial service providers, and are bringing in regulations to that effect.
So Bharath, you know, you said that a number of countries have looked to ban cryptos. On the other hand, then we've also got countries like El Salvador who've officially adopted Bitcoin as a legal tender. There's draft legislation that may soon lead to Panama down the same path. China, the US, UK, all investigating ways to launch their own cryptocurrencies. But what's the situation here in Singapore in terms of regulation?
Well, Singapore has been among one of those early adopters of having a regulatory framework around crypto industry. And I think the more common term now I'm seeing within regulations is to call them as virtual asset service providers, VASPs for short. So they set up this framework through the Payment Services Act, which came into action in 2020. And cryptos under that act are called digital payment tokens. And within those rules, all these existing virtual asset service providers, they had until the end of July last year to apply for a license with MAS. And under that license, their AML, CFT, AML being anti-money laundering and terrorist counter-terrorist financing controls would be assessed. Their IT services, customer protection processes and systems would be assessed. And based on that, they would have a license given out by MAS under the framework, under this particular act. And they would have obligations pretty much like any other regulated entity under MAS. Actually, in August 2021, we had the first licenses being given out. In October, we saw that it was extended. So Independent Reserve, DBS, because we were the first couple who were given out a license under the new act.
So Bharath, with this new guidance, though, looking at the global crypto space, what kind of impact is this going to have, or how is this going to alter the cryptocurrency landscape going forward?
It is definitely bring in more sophisticated investors now that there is a defined framework that is being established. Now the regulators are pretty much bringing them under the formal ambit of regulations and supervision, that would bring sophisticated investors, even with the less sophisticated retail investors, they would be comforted that there is a licensing framework that is in place, there is an assessment that is happening, and based on that assessment, licenses are being given out, and one, and it gives you that same trust and confidence on this business that you would have with any other licensed financial institution from the regulators. And also the latest guidance from Financial Action Task Force, FATF in short, is important, because what it does is it's putting forth international standard potentially for how the regulatory rules on cryptos would be. And countries could then use these guidances, which they have been doing as such with FATF guidances for the other industry, other financial industries. Countries could use this guidance coming out from FATF to shape their own national regulations on this industry. I would say this is basically largely confirming guidance and requirements around AML, CFD, KYC. This should be extended to crypto firms. It clearly defines out. And actually, what is great to see is also that it is extending what crypto space means. It's beyond cryptocurrencies. It is even taking a closer look at decentralized finance, DeFi, as they call it, or decentralized applications, DApp. And they're trying to look at and define situations where, within the ambit of all these new frameworks that are coming in, what is deemed as a virtual asset transfer or a virtual transfer of value. Hence, those would be subject to those regulatory requirements. So it also talks about unhosted wallets, which is wallets which are not necessarily hosted by an exchange, which means that there's not a KYC owner on that wallet, which has been a gray area, but they have addressed that in their standards. So they've actually taken up quite an extensive view on the space. They have clearly raised issues and given guidance on how to tackle previously known, even travel rule, the recommendation 16, which kind of puts an obligation on the service providers to capture not just the originator information, but also the beneficiary information, and share this with their counterparties. So having FATF provide this guidance is key for an international adoption of the industry.
Well, we are talking with Bharat Vellore, the Managing Director in APAC for LexisNexis Risk Solution, talking about the regulation of cryptocurrencies. Bharat, you know, with this new Finance Action Task Force, the guidance that they've given, is it regarded as constraining perhaps for some in those in the industry? I mean, how is it being regarded overall?
I think with every regulations, there would be certain challenges to comply with them. But I'm very confident, as in we at LexisNexis Risk Solutions, we have been working with financial institutions, global corporates for years now, helping them comply with similar regulation. So I'm quite confident that with the new industry that crypto is, these regulations would be something which they would find solutions. We are kind of quite looking forward to working with this industry to make sure that these regulations are complied with. Because I think what brings with these regulations is that acceptance that I just spoke about, and that comfort and confidence that it gives to investors coming in. Right now, while there is a huge interest in crypto space, while there are a lot of investors with a lot of money coming in, there is still big question mark around the volatility, the reliability, the credibility of that space. With regulations, I think there will be a bit more of confidence that crypto space will offer to its investors, and we will see more sophisticated institutional investors coming in, which is already happening. So it's a trend in the right direction, and regulations is making sure that it goes there with the right protection for the investors and customers in the space.
So Bharat, you mentioned more confidence from investors when it comes to cryptos in this space, but there's been a lot of conversations around another virtual asset, which is the metaverse. What's your take on some of the transactions that we're seeing in the metaverse, and how does this new guidance then perhaps apply to some of the assets or transactions that we're seeing take place in the metaverse?
Again, I mentioned that they have looked at DeFi and DApp, and this is, again, an extension. This is a rapidly evolving space. The innovation and the development that happen here are happening at a rapid space. Metaverse is, of course, an extension to this entire concept that cryptocurrency has been built around, which is decentralized, highly digital, with a lot of virtual assets. So once you have that, metaverse is just kind of would bring virtual assets automatically, as in that they would play a big role in metaverse. And again, we need to kind of sometimes keep it back to the basics. And if there is a virtual transfer of value, we need to address the risks that come with that virtual transfer of value. If a transfer of value is happening, be it virtually, we still need to kind of make sure that any risks around money laundering, illicit financial transfers that could be happening, those are addressed. So I think it comes back to that basic to see how do we address those risks in this metaverse. Because again, what metaverse brings is the key risky elements to the metaverse, as I see it, is it's pseudonymity. So you could kind of be part of metaverse under pseudonyms, and that brings that entire risk around do we know actually who we are dealing with on the other side.
Exactly.
It is an instant transfer of value, and it is borderless. It is truly borderless. So cross-border transactions, cross-border engagements would happen. So these are things which would bring in risks of it being abused for money laundering or terrorist financing or any other financial crime, and those need to be recognized and addressed. So as I mentioned, the direction that FATF is going, I'm pretty sure those guidances that they have given out, they would be extended to metaverse as it develops.
Okay, well, absolutely fascinating. There's so much more that we could cover when it comes to this. But Bharath, that is all we've got time for. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this evening.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Bharath Vellore, Managing Director in APAC at LexisNexis Risk Solution, about the Financial Action Task Force guidance that seeks to alleviate some of the risks involved in virtual assets such as cryptocurrency. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.